at control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Clint. Our repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This being an informal net, all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Currently the temperature in Boonville is 36 degrees. It's been a nice day. I will now break for emergency traffic. Hearing no emergency traffic, we will now accept mobiles wishing to check in. Come now, please. I will now receive calls from other members and guests. Please call KE2VLA.
N2PFM, good evening, Clint.
KD2AIT, good evening.
WB2RUQ, good evening, Clint.
KC2MBU. Well, there's four in a hurry. PFN, AIT, alright, got half of them down here. We're going to have them repeat again. So we go to the top of the list, see what George has got for us. N2PFM, come in, please.
Well, good evening, Clint, Jeff, Randy, and everybody else there on the net. Got a temperature here of 33 degrees on the mountainside. Temperature range today was 32 to 44. Gonna have a bit of sun here and there, but not much of it. Got solar panels and everything ordered to put in here, as well as a pure sine wave converter, so that modified sine wave one that's here. And good amount of what's going on. I was going to ask you, which buildings were they that burned? Were those the ones by Matthew's place, or there, or was it the ones further there to the left that had the green paint?
Across the street from the Matthew's place. The next section that goes by the firehouse.
Just another question. As you're standing in front of the Great American, Matthew's place is the corner. Now, is it that building that would be to your left there, what I'm saying, or was it far down the other way, more toward the center of town?
Building on the left.
Okay, then I do know one of the people that got burned out from there then. Okay, thank you very much for that info. Okay, so that's about it. Oh, by the way, I'm supposed to finally, after several months, I finally got a call from the guy in Jersey that has a bunch of these custom MVPs and stuff for sale, and apparently I'm going to get them after all, finally. So that's the story from the mountainside. We'll say God bless and 73s to all, and happy Easter to everyone. And to PFM Clear.
Good report, George. Thanks for coming in. We missed hearing you for the past few weeks. Glad you're back. Now we'll go and see what Jeff has for us. KD2AIT, come in, please.
Well, good evening. This is KD2AIT. Yeah, that building is the one you're thinking of there, George, and we drove by it today, and boy, it's quite a mess down there. They've got, well, that one building is all just in a pile now. There's no building left, and the one next to it looks like they're going to at least have to tear down the top part, and I would imagine the, probably the bottom part, too, but I have no engineer, but the top part is definitely is thrashed right out, so yeah, it's a real shame. They say 29 people were made homeless from it. And if anybody doesn't know, the Methodist Church is taking any donations. You know, you can give them a call, and they'll let you know what they need. But I know at the time we went, they were still taking food, you know, mostly non-perishables and stuff like that. And I believe they still had some clothes they're looking for, and, you know, whatever else you can throw their weight down there. It's you know, who wants to spend Easter homeless? I don't know. Not me. Make sure you're thankful for what you have. Other than that, we went to Utica today. I had a dentist appointment, and then we did some Easter shopping and some grocery shopping, and then in order to pay for all that, I had to work tonight. So I've been working here until probably about midnight or so, and that's about it. So KA2VLA, this is KD2AIT. We'll be clear and listening.
Good report, Jeff. They sure need a lot of assistance. There were 29 people involved. But they're having a good response. So I think it's working out good. But it was a... You can't figure out how lucky you are until you see something like that. Glad you weren't connected with it. They're lucky that they all got out. So we'll say 73. And we'll say WV2RUQ. John, come in.
Yeah, KA2VLA, WV2RUQ here in Hudson Valley. Well, we've had it was a good day here. It was sunny this morning, cloudy this afternoon, up in the mid-50s. A bit of a wind. I think we're in right now, I can't see the thermometer from here, but it's probably about 40, 42 degrees. Spent some time in Newburgh, Gloria to get her hair done. And we had to loan our glorious car to my stepson. He got back from Boonville snowmobiling, and just as he got home, the wheel bearing went on the left front wheel on his truck. So got home in time, so that he's going to repair that. So in the meantime, we loaned the car, and which is okay. We hardly ever use it, and we mostly use the truck. And that's about it. Just sitting down for the evening and relaxing a bit, and Samantha's home for the weekend from Connecticut, so we've been cooking and things are looking good. And I hope things go well for those folks who had all the fire damage. That's really tragic. Okay, back to you, Clint. WB2RE.
Good report, John. Keeping busy out there. I imagine you didn't mention the snow, but I don't suppose you got a sign of snow around there anymore. Hours are getting mighty thin, but it's still around. Temperature tonight is 36 degrees, so it won't melt too fast tonight. And now we'll go up on Potato Hill and see what Ray has for us. KC2NBU, come in, please.
Good evening, Clint. I think there was somebody else in just before me, too. I don't remember who it was. But we got 33 degrees up on the hill here. Got both the girls home from college for weekend. And looking forward to Easter dinner at Grandma's. But I think there's somebody else that checked in before me.
For the missing station, come in. Repeat their call sign.
W2WKD.
Would you like to join our net and give us a little report?
Yeah, I'm down in Wasteboro, so about 39.5 degrees down here. Combination of sun and clouds all day. Pretty decent. Not much wind. Took advantage of a lack of wind and finished putting up all the hardware for my magnetic loop antenna. And now I can start assembling the antenna itself. Outside of that, pretty much average day.
Okay, well thanks for checking in. We appreciate taking time checking in with our report. Glad you're making tracks with your loop antenna. Nice to be able to do those things. This is the Black River Valley ServiceNet looking for a check. chickens. Anybody wishing to visit, please call now. Does anyone have any comments or queries? Or late check-in at this time? Hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight, and 73 to those who are listening. This is KA2VLA, wishing everybody a very pleasant Easter. I will be clear at this time.
Check in tonight with or without traffic call. Stations are welcome. Stations can help you.
Says KD2AIT, good evening.
KD2AIT, hello, Jeff, thank you for checking in. Appreciate it. And have a good, have a happy holiday weekend here. Anyone else? Thanks again, 73s, KA2ZZ, returning to net frequency.